After a bumpy ride in recent years, the aerospace industry is roaring back to life, and Burlington's RAMPF Composite Solutions Inc. is ready to ride the recovery of the sector to new heights. Unless you work in the aerospace industry, it's difficult to fathom just how tough the last couple of years have been, said RAMPF CEO Larry Fitzgerald at a federal funding announcement at the company's John Lucas Drive facility March 14. The family-owned business, which manufactures components for use in the aerospace, defense, consumer products and medical sectors, hosted a press conference that included Philomena Tassi, minister responsible for the Federal Economic Development Agency for Southern Ontario, FedDev Ontario, along with MP Pam Demoff, Oakville North Burlington, and MP James Maloney, Etobicoke Lakeshore. In total, FedDev Ontario has committed an investment of $11 million through the Aerospace Regional Recovery Initiative to three businesses, RAMPF, Nanowave Technologies Inc. and NWI Precision Tube ULC, and one organization, Women in Aerospace Canada. RAMPF is receiving an investment of nearly $2.3 million so that the company can be more productive by increasing automation and digital solutions in its current manufacturing processes, said Tassi. This investment will allow RAMPF to enter into new markets such as electric aircraft, reduce energy consumption and create 15 new jobs here in Burlington. Etobicoke-based Nanowave Technologies Inc. is receiving over $4 million to support the transition from paper-based manufacturing and control environments to digital and automated manufacturing, testing and data control systems, while North York-based NWI Precision Tube ULC is receiving $4.5 million to increase manufacturing capacity and improve productivity through the modernization of its current processes. Women in Aerospace Canada is receiving $330,000, which will be used to support women across the sector. Women in Aerospace Canada is dedicated to expanding women's opportunities for leadership and for professional development, as well as increasing their visibility in the aerospace community by creating a professional network in Canada and across the globe, said Lee Cross, program coordinator and administrator for the Hamilton-based organization. FedDev Ontario's support will go a long way in our ongoing efforts to ensure women continue to be successful in our industry. Fitzgerald noted that the Aerospace Regional Recovery Initiative is very timely. Now is the time to take advantage of both a recovering traditional aerospace industry and the growth of many new exciting markets like eVTOL aircraft, urban air mobility and the electrification of almost every transportation segment, he said. RAMPF Group has committed to matching the $2.3 million investment by FedDev Ontario over the next 2 years, bringing the total investment in Burlington to $4.6 million. This investment will focus on three main objectives: increasing our productivity by automating repetitive tasks, reducing cycle times to get customers' products faster and support higher volume production, said Fitzgerald. All of this, while lowering our costs, will allow us to expand into these new markets and win more than our fair share of new business.